I understand you're en route back to Lansing after a busy day of meetings, probably.
Heading back in a bunch of traffic on 696, trying to work our way back from Detroit.
Oh, there you go. Always a pleasure, isn't it? Always.
Yeah, I think that the bigger priority is that, of course, my partner Kelly Rossman's in the car.
Well, hi, Kelly.
And we're trying to find the best stop for ice cream on the way home. So that's our priority right now.
Well, hello to Kelly, and who's driving?
I'm driving. Kelly's sitting next to me.
Let's see. Maybe people listening can help us out with a place to stop for ice cream between here and there. Always the priorities, get them in order.
Sure.
What a crazy budget week in politics, and you having been involved with the Engler administration, what's your take on the activity this week with the budget?
You know, really, I think, you know, while you say it may be crazy and chaotic and everything else, it really has been overall, I think, a fairly smooth process. A very fast process, given recent years and how long and belabored the budget process has been. The committees are moving things very fast. The Senate, I think, kicked out like 16 budgets or something last week. It's really, I think, an unprecedented amount of activity. It's been a lot of work, but, you know, we're getting through it. And while some of the votes may be close, it's really, overall, I think, been a fairly smooth process.
Well, and the speed, you mentioned the speed, and I think that's important to remember. This is happening at kind of a record pace here, getting this done and handled. Governor Snyder said he wanted to do that, and when he first came out with his budget proposal and set the deadlines, I don't think a lot of people thought it was possible.
And, I was one of those that didn't think it was possible to meet that May 31st deadline. And I don't think that they'll make the deadline in terms of having it all done. But it may only be a week or two after that by the time they finish it up. And that will be record time given, you know, the past 10 to 15 years, how long it's taken, where, you know, in a lot of the years we've gone well into the fall, or at least, you know, late September, right before the fiscal year begins October 1st. But it's taken a long time, and there's been a lot of controversy, a lot of haggling. But, you know, I think the governor set a very strong tone with the way he announced the budget, and I think the legislature has been doing great work in following up on that. It's certainly not easy to get it done, and there's some cleanup work and things that will still have to happen, but they've been down to work, and I think really just cranking out these budgets at a record pace.
Well, and one of the things everybody, I mean, including House Speaker Jace Bolger, mentioned yesterday was quoted as saying how difficult it is to vote to do some of the work that they feel and Republicans feel need to be done with the budget this year, but it's difficult. Some of the cuts are painful.
Oh, and look, everybody would love to have better financial times where you could spend the money, fund all the worthwhile programs, but, you know, these are still very difficult times. It's necessary to do some things to fix the structural problems that are in the budget, and I give the governor and the legislature a lot of credit for stepping up, and I'm sure it won't solve all the problems, but they really are taking a good crack at it, and I think they'll get a number of the long-term structural problems at least headed down the right path.
One of the things that you and I talked about earlier, we've talked several times, you were working with a group on the film incentives.
Right.
And where is that? Is that dead in the water at this point, or is that still up for discussion?
It's still up for discussion. The fact that it was a film credit, I think everybody agrees that the credit sort of refund is gone, but I think it's still alive in terms of an overall economic development program. What the funding mechanism will be, how it will work, and how much, I think is still up for grabs. A lot of it will be determined by the Consensus Revenue Estimating Conference, which is May 16th, where basically the House, the Senate, and the Snyder administration's economists all get together and project what the true economic numbers, what the tax revenue will be. And everybody knows, given the past performance already this year in the first quarter, that number will be up significantly, probably over $500 million. Some of that will be used to plug some of the holes that are in the budget. I think some of it will be used to pay down some debt. But that's, I think, where a lot of the groups are out there looking for a little bit of accommodation in terms of the budget and what's going on. And that's certainly where the film industry is looking. So we'll see. It'll happen most likely behind closed doors, and I don't think anybody will know the result of it until it's finally announced and done.
That estimated $500 million that may come up has been a bone of contention as well. With the vote last night, there were some folks saying, we don't need to do this now. Some Democrats saying, we don't need to vote now. We don't know about the money. This may be unnecessary.
Well, but that gets to the structural deficit portion where over time, the state has built in these structural problems year after year where they haven't really reset where the budget should be. So, you know, yeah, there may be a little room. They can come back with a supplemental budget later on, add to some things. But I think the governor is pretty intent on resetting that structural problem and then moving forward from there.
I've talked with other folks who are working hard on the film incentives, as you have known, and they've moved from a position of don't eliminate it to amend, don't end. It seems like that might be the right tack to take.
Yeah, and I think, you know, the legislators have been really receptive to that in terms of the fact that the industry is negotiable on this. They're willing to sit down at the table and come up with something that works for everybody involved. And that's not a position that I think the legislature understood going in. They thought it was kind of a hard and fast rule. We need a certain amount. But I think they found from talking to folks in the industry that there is a lot of wiggle room. We certainly want to keep the industry alive and well in Michigan. There, you know, are some bottom line numbers that will do that. But I think there's a greater understanding of what the industry is providing to Michigan and the jobs. And more importantly, I think the potential for growth.
Well, of a new industry, as you and I have discussed,
yes,
in the past, to bring jobs and keep them here that didn't exist a couple of years ago.
Right. Yeah, I mean, there is a lot of growth potential. We're only about 3 years into it. Michigan is on the map. Obviously, this discussion has hurt the industry and has hurt decisions as far as being, you know, film productions being placed in Michigan. But, you know, I think if we can get this straightened out and back on the right path, things will turn around very quickly.
I'm curious about your opinion yesterday, if you caught, I'm sure after the fact at least, the press conference with Virge Bonaro, Mayor Virge Bonaro, Joel Ferguson, and Dave Hollister. Was that a little unusual from your point of view?
You know, I don't think it was unusual from the standpoint that you have three individuals who are very involved in the city, who have deep roots in the city and a great concern for the quality of schools. I think it's the type of announcement that was absolutely necessary. The Lansing School District really does need to get their act together. The Lansing State Journal had probably one of the toughest editorials I've ever seen them write that ran Monday of this week. And they were right on point. And if the school district doesn't get it together, then you're looking at a situation where they could be under the control of an emergency financial manager. I mean, I think things are that dire. So this was, I think, a warning shot from three leaders in the community. And I think that that the school board ought to sit up and take notice on that.
Well, and that's, I spoke with a guest last night, and after knowing Mayor Virge Bonaro's position on emergency financial managers, to even hear him utter those words, I thought showed the seriousness of the discussion.
Well, and I think you've seen from the Snyder administration, they're not going to sit back and let schools fall apart. He's taken a very strong tone. He will do what's necessary to make sure that kids get the education that they need, and I think that's one thing that so often gets lost in these debates is what's happening to the kids and the quality of education and their futures. And, you know, when adults act like children and have these kind of squabbles, the kids are the ones that get hurt. And I don't think that Governor Snyder will sit around very long and let that happen.
I'm wondering if your passenger, Kelly Rossman, is wanting to grab the phone to give her side of the story.
Kelly, do you want to give your side
no.
of the story?
I agree with what
she agrees with what I said. You know?
Wow. That makes
we do a lot of work for a lot of school districts and a lot of educators, and I think what's going on in Lansing is of great concern to a lot of people.
Well, I appreciate that. At least it makes for a very peaceful car ride.
Yeah, absolutely.
When we're in complete agreement. Well, I will leave the two of you to your ride in traffic home, and I hope maybe I can Google and find a good ice cream stop for you on the way home.
We know where all the McDonald's are on the way home, so we're going to be swinging into one of them.
Anytime soon. I appreciate your time this evening. Again, hello
to
Kelly, and have a wonderful weekend. Look forward to talking with you soon.
Thank you.
Thank
Talk
you very you much. John yep. Truscott and apparently Kelly Rossman, who is president at Truscott Rossman. We'll be back with more Fritz and Friends after this.